The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Totally Terrific Tuesday as we unify in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and recognize that the lies of Satan are sent to divide people. Aha! First up, nothing happens without God's permission. Nothing, including our engagements with the enemy. Next, the devil's tactics have a strategy behind them, getting people to curse God. And finally, we brought nothing in and we take nothing out. So praise the Lord that you received the privilege to live at all.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call. You can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. T is ready at the phone if you need to give us a call. Plus, you can text us. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Whether that's trivia, praise report, or a prayer request, whatever it is you like, let's open it up with a trivia. Here we go. Here's trivia question number one. Who hid two spies but claimed not to know where they were, where they were located, where their whereabouts were? This is back in the Old Testament. Who is the person that hid two spies and nobody could find them? If you know the answer, text 214-210-8483, or you're welcome to call 972-445-0770. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. We've demonstrated that for quite enough time. It's just simply radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All right, now keep in mind, if you're going to call the 972-445-0770 number. And if you're going to text, then do the 214-210-8483. Because if you call me on that 214 number, I can't answer because people are texting and it's like, oh, yeah. It gets all up and down. Don't forget our DNA. D, draw closer to the Lord. What's D? Draw closer to the Lord. What's D? Draw closer to the Lord. You should have said that in your head. N, never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of the words of Jesus. Ever. Never be ashamed of him or his words. And A, always be ready. Always be prepared, for you don't know if the Lord may perhaps want to use you in certain capacity you're unaware of. That's why you have to be available on a regular basis. So it's DNA. That's the Christian DNA. Couple things to tell you, and then we'll get into the teaching aspect. Don't forget our question, straightforward. Who hid the two spies but claimed didn't know where they were? Who did that in the Old Testament? We'll get to that in just a bit. For those that really seem to care about, I don't know, cultural fun things that are kind of interesting, it's Donald Duck Day. Yeah, you know, I have my one Donald Duck sneeze. That's my one Donald Duck sneeze. That's the only thing I do. He actually made his debut in a little film debut called The Little Wise Little Hen, just for those that don't know. Today is Call Your Doctor Day. I'm going to encourage you not to do that unless you need to call your doctor. I don't know why they would have a Call Your Doctor Day. It seems to me like doctors would be busy and they wouldn't want to just take a call for you to call and say, hi, doc. I mean,
maybe right? Next time it should be like text a Dr. Day.
Yeah.
They might text better than
or
call.
Send a card.
That too.
Well, how about that? Right? Even if you, but to call them up at the office. I don't know. That seems kind of weird. Also, National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day. I got nothing for that. I do want to give you a political thought. A lot of you are not going to like this. I'm not here to make friends. I have no friends except for my wife and my dog who wakes me up every morning. And then I guess my kids and then maybe about 3,000 or 4,000 other people. That's besides the point. Here is a political thought for believers. Ready? You're going to go, what? Proverbs 26:4. Do not answer the foolish arguments of fools, or you will become as foolish as they are. Oh. So certain arguments, certain things, you just stay away from that altogether. Let's give a little acknowledgement. On this day in 1973, the Horse Secretariat won the Triple Crown, which is an amazing accomplishment.
Wow!
That's a good wow right there. Perfect timing. This is kind of I think I'll skip that one. For our Catholic friends, the organization of the Catholic Church took place on this day in 1784 in the United States by Father John Carroll, who was appointed the American Mission Superior to help them put it all together. On this day in 1959, the first U.S. ballistic missile submarine, the USS George Washington, was launched. There's so much stuff that happens that people don't think. That's a significant event when you have a U.S. ballistics missile submarine. I mean, that's like a big deal, right? That's kind of like, wow, that's the kind of stuff that goes on. And then, of course, you have today, and you're listening to the show. So you can add that into the calendar of events. Next year, you can say, listen to the David Spoon Experience in 2020. Okay, I got beeped there. All right, let's get into this portion. You're just gonna be like, wow. I'm gonna do three of these in a row. They're not necessarily in the order of scripture, but they are in the order of thought. So listen to this: Job chapter two, verse 1. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord. Now, for those that are unaware, this is not an options scenario. There's no options for the adversary towards the people of God. There's no options for the people of God on whether you go through spiritual warfare or not. Take our caller, and then we'll get back. Hold on. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, I'm Brother David. This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. What's going on, brother?
I'm doing good, but I'm blessed beyond words.
That's always the good thing. Wait till we're in heaven. You think you're blessed now. Wait, brother. It'll be unbelievable. It'll be so incredible. It'll be fantastic. All right, I'm thinking you're calling me on who hid the two spies.
Is Rahab?
That is Rahab. That is correct. Now, you want to hear something. Here's a little deep underlying theology for you. The reason that people believe that the spies went to Rahab is because the prostitution halls were where a lot of people went and a lot of information flowed. And that's why the spies went there.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, huh? That's like, wow, that's pretty – who would have thought of that? I didn't think of that. But good job, Jerry. Excellent job, my brother.
Good talking to you, buddy.
All right, God bless you. Bye-bye. All right. And then we have – so you got the answer. The answer is Rahab the harlot, the people that texted in, everybody that texted in got it right. Excellent job. I want to go into this teaching because I don't want you to miss this. There is an adversary. Now, I want you to – you're going to have to grow a little. See, so growing pains are still pains, right? That's why they call them growing pains, not growing, happiness. And so here it is. You got to get out of the theology. Everything good, God. Everything bad, Satan. Because what you do when you say that is you diminish God's capacity to rule. You think that Satan can operate outside of God. You're wrong. Doesn't mean that he doesn't create problems and create havoc, but let's understand something, and let's at least use the scripture to do it. Before Satan could touch Job, what did he have to do? He had to ask permission to say, well, let me do this to Job. Let me do this to Job. Let me do this. Come on. If you do this, he'll do this. If you do this, he'll do this. I mean, kind of like a whiny baby thing. And so you think about that and you think, okay, but Dave, that's the Old Testament. What about the New Testament? Glad you asked. Luke 22, 31, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has asked that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith might not fail. Here, Jesus, in his own words, go, Satan is asking to attack you, dude. Now, Jesus does not say, but I told him no. He doesn't say that, so don't misunderstand. What he says is, I've prayed that you won't fail. And while he did deny Jesus Christ, he did not walk away for the faith, and that was the fail that Jesus prayed for Peter, that he would not abandon the faith. And while Peter was remorseful, he was also restored and also responsible for establishing the church. So the reason that I bring that up is to separate in theology, in your mind, that things happen and God just has to cover the open wound, or he has to go back around this side because he didn't know what's going to happen, or he doesn't know how this is going to happen. He knows what's going on. God's not up there going, dang. If the Lord requests that Satan presents himself, he must. He could not touch Job without permission. He could not touch Peter without permission. He had to ask permission to touch him. Now, it's granted that my response to this is, Lord, don't ever let him touch us. And it does hearken back into, yes, I use the word hearken, back into the prayer, the Lord's Prayer, where it says, deliver us from the evil one, praying ahead of time to have that avoided. Right? Which is part of the prayer, which is part of what makes sense. But the other part about that is that if we are in submission to God, we can resist the enemy. James 4:7, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. If the power of God is working through you constantly, the devil doesn't have as many openings to attack you in. That's just logic. I mean, that's just plain as can be. The answer is through Jesus Christ. And don't you ever think that God is like, well, I don't know what the devil's going to do, so I don't know what's going on. That's the wrong answer. You're assuming then that God does not know all things. Of course he knows all things. He's just worked all of those things for our benefit. He's so smooth, not just smooth. You remember that commercial? Smooth operator. Okay, so I'm just, God's so smooth that he interweaves into our lives every nuance and moment in order to make his heart known to us that he has our best interests in mind and to help us grow and become like Jesus Christ all the time. I think all the time that just come on. You're telling me everything? Well, I don't know. He counts the hairs on your head. So I don't think anything is much more or less significant than that. And if that's the case, then he's involved in everything that goes beyond that. Isn't that cool, though? That's cool. But when we get back, going to the next level, don't you know there's another level? You're listening. By the way, the answer was Rahab the Harlot. Good job. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Let me tell you what I'm torn between the two. I'm twixt between the torn two. You want to know why? I've got the biggest breaking story ever.
No,
to
you
be,
do that first. Yeah, I just can't wait.
More than my whole thing about the four-way stop sign.
Yep.
You want me to do the number one story?
That's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen, you better get ready. Here's my advice. I don't give this advice very often, and I don't give it uncheckfully. What's uncheckfully? I don't know. Here's the biggest story you have ever heard on the David Spoon Experience. If you have children who are listening, if you are not in a car, it's time to cover their ears or send them into another room. That's how chilling this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have it off the press literally within the last 2.5 hours. Actually, it's less than 2.5 hours ago. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have it right in my hands. Get ready. Do not get nauseous when you hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that as of today, the Navy, the United States Navy, officially has made its proclamation. Ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? This is the most important thing ever. You ready? That Captain Crunch is a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Navy has declared that Captain Crunch...
I do not buy it.
No, listen to this. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Captain Crunch has 3 stripes on his cuffs, and that signifies a commander and not a captain. So the United States Navy has made it absolutely known today, Captain Crunch, nay... He nay a captain. Nay. Now, it is true.
Rename the cereal?
No.
Commander Crunch?
Yes, Commander Crunch. That's the new. That's why I told you, don't let your kids hear this. It is possible that that uniform could represent either German or Portuguese Navy. They're not sure because all of those uniforms were lost with their great navies.
Sometimes
welcome back to the Nut House. I mean, to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Now, obviously, if you just heard that thing about Captain Crunch, that was a while back, but could be one of the great moments of all the shows that we've done in 7.5 years, recognizing that my favorite cereal, by the way, is peanut butter Captain Crunch. That was what was devastating about that. It's
the berries with the berries.
Oh, you like the berry, the crunch berries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
no, that's my favorite. But I can take some Captain Crunch too.
Yeah, I mean I'm there. Okay, but Commander Crunch. Okay.
Oh, sorry, Commander.
That's right. All right, so you have to smile. This is the afternoon. It's Tuesday. Smile, okay. Put smile. Okay. Don't just show your teeth, though, when you smile. When people show their teeth when they smile, like when they're faking a smile, it looks creepy. So don't do that. Okay. All right. If you want to reach us, you can do so. I've got a two-parter in regards to trivia. Now, this is funny. I got one part for this, and then the second part is in the next segment. Two-parter for those that are texting 214-210-8483, and for those that are calling in 972-445-0770. For our texters, you'll need to be fast because somebody may call in, and we have to take that. So you kind of have to, you know, kind of go with the flow of the show. Here it is. Which or what, I guess, what or which animal did Jesus allow to run into the sea and drown? What kind of animal was that that Jesus allowed to run into the sea and drown when the demons had asked permission? What kind of animal was that? If you know what kind of animal that was, then send a text or give a holler. You're welcome to do that. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. I do need to address, we are a little shy. And we're asking people, if you're able to give, please give. And we don't want you to give if you can't give. And you know how we are. We don't like that. We don't want that manipulation stuff. We're just a little shy in our giving. We're just a little behind. And I'm just asking to help out if you can. And if you can't, then you pray for us that the Lord brings us people that will help us. That's all. That's what we want to do. Okay? Just as easy as can be. Just be a part of it. Be those prayer warriors. I need as many prayer warriors as I can get. I got people praying not just not just in all the states, but in different countries. And they pray for the show. And the reason they were praying is just to encourage the body of Christ, period. So we encourage you to go to hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. And if you can contribute right there 2 or 3 times on the page, you have that opportunity. Plus, there's always new stuff up there because I'm playing. you know, I play along. Email David at hemustincrease.org. By the way, it's 100% tax deductible, and we send you a receipt, but we don't send you an anointed Bible because your Bible is already anointed. Email David at hemustincrease.org. David at hemustincrease.org. That is our email. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Let's hear from our first ministry partner. Kimberly Ellis are one of our favorite people. Her and her husband, Tony, they're just great, wonderful Christian people. I remember the first time we met at a Starbucks. We sat down at Starbucks at the table, and they just started sharing their story. And not that we would have, but the three of us, if we could have, we would have just started crying, sharing all the stuff that we've been in through, go through, up and the down, the joys and the hurts and all of it. It was just great. It was one of those things where you meet somebody and you go, bam, instant connection. I love stuff like that. Anyway, that's just that brotherhood, sisterhood connection element. She works for Fathom Realty. So if you've got real estate questions or needs, we highly recommend Kimberly Ellis. Just as simple as we can say it. Her number is 903-48-HOMES. And she's received calls, by the way, from the show, 903-48-HOMES. But if you want to reach her via internet, you can do it on our website, hemustincrease.org, where we have a connection to her. And you just click on it and follow the links. Otherwise, call her 903-48-HOMES, H-O-M-E-S. And if you have any questions or you're just trying to figure out the lay of the land, just talk to her. She'll be glad to talk to you and walk you through it. That's what they do. That's the spirit she has. All right, get ready. All right, so we have the animal. The question out there, what animal did Jesus allow to run into the sea and drowned when the spirits had asked them? What kind of animals did they go into, and what's the animal? And we're going to get to that at the end. And then I have a very smarty pants comment. I miss Marty Pants. I gotta say. Before we get there, let's talk about this next element. So we just talked about good and evil not being in that theological construct that you use, God good, Satan bad, and that's all you think of, and that's how you do it. If you do that, you are really limiting your understanding of who God is and his knowledge and his ability. I want to take it to the next level and show you something very direct that the enemy does. That is a tactic that you and I are supposed to be aware of and that God has given us plenty of information on, but I'm simply going to do it out of Job, but you'll recognize it right away. The enemy has a goal. He has a goal. Now, can he escape what the Lord's purposes are? No. But does that mean he's not going to try and do as much damage as he can? He'll try and do whatever damage he can do. Here's what he says in Job 1:11. Put forth your hand now and touch all that Job has, and he will surely curse you to your face. Job chapter 2, verse 5. However, put forth your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to his face, to your face. His intent with Job was at first in chapter 1 to wipe him out, take everything from him, take his kid, take everything he could take from him, just take everything there was, and then he would curse him. And then he went after his physical flesh and put boils on him and had all these diseases fall upon him, and he's like, you do that, he'll curse you to your face. The goal that Satan had in dealing with Job was to curse God. I want you to understand what his goal was. How deep did this go? Job chapter 2, verse 9 through 10. Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. His wife went through quite, and nobody really talks about Job's wife, which is pretty unfortunate because she went through it. They were her kids. It was her property. She shared that with Job. She went through all that stuff. Got the best of her. And Job even said, just so you can know, Job even says in that same text, the very next line, shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity? And if you're one of those people that has a pastor that says, God never brings you adversity, tell him to just take Isaiah 30, rip it up, and pull it out of his Bible, where God says, I feed you the bread of adversity. It's like, okay, we'll just skip that for right now. I'm not even going to get into that. What I want to get into is, imagine her pain, right? Imagine what she's going through. Imagine what Job's going through. And imagine what it is, or not even imagine, just read what it is that Satan is trying to accomplish in this process. He's trying to get them to curse God. Remember, that's what he says. Let me touch all he has, he'll curse you. Oh, he didn't curse you? Well, let me do this, and he'll curse you. And whatever the divine motivation is behind the scenes, it's up to you and I to be trusting that God is good. The bottom line is that we need to trust in the quality of God and what he allows, he has purpose for. He never lets stuff happen because he's bored. He has intent for us to move forward in him and in his kingdom. And here's the thing that'll just blow your mind. I hope it blows your mind. This is the thing that I like the most. What is the opposite of cursing God? Just think in your mind, what could be some opposites to cursing God? Maybe one of the opposites to cursing God could be understood as giving thanks to God. And so you have 1 Thessalonians 5:18, which says, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." People are looking for the specific will of God, but will hardly do the general will of God. And the general will of God is in everything you go through, be thankful. Because God has a purpose and a plan. God's going to use it. Now, there's some argument, and some people say, well, you don't want to give thanks for each incident. You can give thanks in faith for what is coming. You can do that in the middle. You can do that at the end. You can do that at the beginning. You can do whatever you want. And people that argue against it really argue against giving God thanks. It's like, stop that. If somebody wants to be thankful, those are the funnest people to hang around. Are you kidding? Because they're always like, yay. But the idea is to understand that the opposite of cursing is thanking and praising and acknowledging. So while the enemy is trying to work in everybody's life to get them to curse God and turn away from God, we have the instructions in Scripture to be turning towards God, to praising God, to acknowledge God, and to give glory to God. After all, we were created for his glory. And so in lieu of that, the way to get in on the fight, that's a great way to say it, the way to get in on this, okay, because there's this warfare between light and darkness. Well, the way to get in on it is to be a person that praises God. And yes, that would probably get the enemy upset. Yep, well, so we've already picked our side. We know where we're going. We know who wins. We read the end of the book. We're not wondering. We're going forward. So an opposite to cursing is this praising and giving thanks. You can just look at Ephesians 5, 28, 29, and 30, where it talks about giving thanks in all things and that being connected to being filled with the Spirit. Or you can look at other passages like 2 Corinthians 2:14, which says we were always giving thanks because we're always led into triumph through Christ. Like, there's nothing but reason to say thank you to the Lord, right? Okay. All right, let's get to the trivia answer, and then we got a break for our next break. So the trivia question was, what animal did Jesus allow to run into the sea and to drown? The answer was pigs, right? So everybody who said pigs, that was correct. By the way, so much for PETA. Down they go in a flaming ball. Anyway, we'll take a break, come back, and then we have a part two to that question. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
We happen to be people who are able to, you know, go with the Lord while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
If Jesus. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Get ready to give you the next trivia question, kind of a part two, but I was just reminded of something that happened this morning, so I thought I'd share it because it's one of those classic stories. So we have a boxer dog, okay? I don't know if you guys are familiar with the boxer one. They're kind of like part of the dogs that look like they got hit in the face with a shovel, but not entirely. You know, but they look that way, like a little bit. They're cute and they're loving and so on and so forth. Our dog, his name is Levi. He's 9 years old. He was the runt of the litter. All his brothers and sisters were actually children of an AKC national champion, and they were all like $3,000 and $4,000. And Levi was $200, and we were thinking that was fair. So that's us, right? Is it a deal?
A great deal.
That's a great deal, right? I mean, even if he's not, and then you had to sign a waiver saying you wouldn't breed him to be in competition. It was all this weird stuff. We didn't care. We just wanted the dog. Okay, that was the whole thing. We had lost our other dog, and so it was kind of like time to take that next step up. So I'm sitting there on the bed today, and some days I get up and I'm like, you know, jump right out of bed, right? You know, like, yeah. Yeah, but yesterday I worked out. Remember I told you I worked out? And so I was moving substantially slower than I was, and that my dog. So we'll put the bed down so he can get on the bed because it's harder for him to jump. So we will take like the box spring out and just put the mattress with the wood and stuff underneath it, and so he has easier time to get up. And I was just thinking about this today. So he came up, and so I'm sitting there and I'm lying with my head on the pillow, and he looks at me, and he's just staring at me. He doesn't do anything, just staring at me. And he looks at me, and I'm looking at him, and he looks at me, and I'm looking at him. And he has the worst breath ever, by the way. And he just licks my whole face. And like he's like, he likes either the salt or whatever that is. So I had to cover my head. And then he's pawing me on my head while the blanket is over my head. Is that a great dog? It's going to be. I mean,
so great.
I mean, it's just like he's pawing me like, open up. I want more. Open up. Like, get off me. Okay. He did get me up at 5 in the morning to go to the restroom, so I wasn't that excited about that. So I think he was kind of apologizing in his own way. That has nothing to do with anything, folks. I was just sharing that with you. Here's part two to our trivia question. For those that want to text in, 214-210-8483, or you can call in 972-445-0770. The second part of the trivia question, the first one was, what was the animal that Jesus gave permission to go into the sea and drown? And the answer was pigs. Here's the next question. How many? How many pigs? Aha! There's a number associated with that. Oh! So we've taken a trivia question and gone into a part two. How many were there? Approximately. Because it does say approximately in most texts. If you know the answer, text 214-210-8483, or you can call 972-445-0770. Our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Our email, david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, YouTube. I won't do Twitter. I'm just disgusted by Twitter. I think that's a political entity all by itself. Not too happy with them. Let's, though, hear from our next ministry partner.
Well, we're moving on.
Our good friend Johnny Hill and Men of God Moving. If you have any moving needs during this time, they have the best prices. They do an excellent job. Johnny oversees every aspect of every move that takes place. He takes personal responsibility, helping people move. He moves people the way that you would want to be moved, and he does it the way that he would want somebody to do his own stuff. And that's called, you know, love your neighbors, you love yourself. That's called, you know, doing unto them as you'd have them do unto you. And so he takes a lot of care and a lot of concern. If you've got a moving situation and you're just not sure what to do, you can go to menofgodmoving.com. You can contact them through our website at hemustincrease.org. And actually, he will give you a substantial discount because he is a great guy. That's why. And he's part of the show, and he's praying for us and just getting ready. We're trying to coordinate where we can get him back on. That's the whole big thing. Although he's been really busy, which is good. I mean, it's good for him. I think it's great. All right, here you go. This is one of the toughest, one of my favorite teachings, one of the toughest teachings you're going to hear. It kind of has to do, I won't say it's the Hammurabi code of life, but it is a code of life nonetheless. It goes back to Job 1, something Job said that's very, very particular and something that's very important and that he held on to for 31 chapters before he broke. Job 1, 21 through 22 says, he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Through all this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God." Ding, 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 ding. So there are a couple things for us to recognize as people, which I'm not sure that anybody is recognizing, or at least not a lot of teaching is going on in regards to that. You are breathing, right? You are alive, right? You did not deserve that. You are given your life as a gift by God. You are not, quote-unquote, entitled to it. You do not earn it. You do not anything it. You have been given the gift of life because God granted you life. Whether that life is short, medium, long, extra short, whatever the case may be, it's not something that you and I stepped up to the plate, and now we deserve it, and God's got to give it to us. That is just absolute rubbish. You are alive because God gave you the gift of life, period. And those that are believers, you get to kind of double check, right, in Scripture, and you find out through Timothy that we weren't born of men or of the will of men, which is a nice way to say it wasn't mommy and daddy's precepts and concepts that gave you the personality and the DNA that you have, though they try and say that it is. It isn't. It's God. And all that does when they try and do stuff like that is take away from the Creator. It's the creature or the creation trying to take away from the Creator, which has been going on for a long time. So Job says this amazing thing. It's not a lot of complexity to it. You don't come out of the womb holding fistfuls of dollars. Okay? I don't know if you think you came out of the womb with a wad of hundreds.
I wish.
Right? Can you see that? Look, I got this gold chain in the womb. You know, it's like what? And when you exit, guess what? They might put you in a coffin and they might put gold in the coffin, but guess where the gold don't go? Where you're going. So it's like, it's so absurd. So he even says, well, I was naked when I came in, naked when I'm going out. You know, I mean, that's kind of how it's going to go. And then it's reiterated in the New Testament, and the Lord gives and the Lord takes, and the response is, blessed be the name of the Lord. In other words, the response of our life is, thanks. Thank you. Now, there are some people that are going to argue this point. I understand that. Because human frustration really gets in the way. But the key is not to blame God. And Job did an excellent job from Job 1 to Job 31. But in Job 32, Job has the moment where he's challenged. And if you'll remember, as you read through Job, there's a couple times where he goes, cursed is the man who announced my birth. Cursed is the day of my birth. Cursed is the person who sent out wedding invitations for my dad and my mom when they decided to get together and then to have me. I mean, he was kind of going deep, right? Job 32:2. Then Elihu, son of Barakel, the Buzite of the family of Ram, burned with anger. He burned with anger at Job because Job justified himself rather than God. And that, my friends, brothers and sisters, men and women, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, that is the wrong. Job did really good in the first couple of chapters. Then he had kind of this slow meltdown, and Job justified himself by saying, I'm right. I do pretty good. I've done good things. I will take just the moment to recognize that the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament and the Sermon on the Mount in the New Testament say essentially the same thing, especially if you'll read something as simplistic as the actual Tenth Commandment, which says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's anything. To covet means that you want it inside of you. You want it, and you'll take actions to get it. And Jesus said the same thing when he said, if you look at a woman and lust after her and set your affections on her and just lust after her on the inside, you are committing adultery. If she's a married woman and you're going after her in your mind, that is adultery. And so Jesus made it absolutely clear that sin is within. The Ten Commandments make it absolutely clear that sin is within. And while Job is justifying himself by all his outward actions, God knows everything. Thought and every nuance that guy has ever had, and yet Job still justified himself rather than God. What a dumb mistake. Not that we don't do it. It's just not a good idea. It's a bad idea. And whatever you're going through, I'm sorry that it's hard. Don't blame God, because that'll make it harder. That's my advice. You don't have to take it. But it's good advice, I promise you. Justify God, not yourself. Don't blame God. And remember to say, blessed is the name of the Lord, and mean it. Okay? All right. The answer, how many pigs? Well, it was a large herd. The number is approximately 2,000. And get that out of Mark chapter 5, verse 13. Got to double check that. All right, folks, we're going to take our break. Come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, and we're going a different direction when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am, you reach down.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What's happening is the churches and educators and our government and everybody is too concerned about being politically correct. And what's happened is the walls have fallen down, and we need to rebuild them, and we need to build them back. And the only way we can do that is with God's people taking a stand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I will say, especially in regards to the political correctness, it's just man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from God. And that's why it has so much confusion attached to it that nobody can figure out what's going on, because it goes all over the place.
Well, the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. Our hope, my hope is in God and his people taking a stand this coming election season. And let's get men and women in office. And again, I'm not telling people to vote for, but we need to take a stand for God's truth and his righteousness.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I just want to thank you and extend a thank you to you for taking the time to come on the show, sharing with us, giving us that perspective. I appreciate it. And it was a privilege and an honor for me to have you on the show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Franklin Graham. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let's see. You want to reach us, 214-210-8483. We've had a lot of texts today, and we think that's awesome. Phone number, 972-445-0770. Actually, Jerry kicked us off with a phone call, didn't he? He did a response straight
on. He did.
Good job. How you doing today? You doing good?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I love that. Blessed and highly favored. It's so funny, because when I'm praying for the He Must Increase ministry, I've been using that phrase and unusual favor. You ever use that? Because it's like...
Never used that, but I like that.
That's like unusual favor, just like, wow, like super cool stuff. Last trivia question. You guys can answer it if you want to. You don't have to. You know that. But it's completely unrelated. So I am. Who was King David's father? What was his name? Who was King David's father? Okay. 214-210-8483. Or 972-445-0770. Our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. David@hemustincrease.org is the email. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Let's hear from our next ministry partner.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, smoke and wind and flood cleanup, all kinds of cleanup. Are you getting the idea that there's cleanup here? There's cleanup, there's restoration. And can I tell you, there's no greater ministry than restoration ministry. I just want to point that out. It's like the most fantastic ministry there is. Watching somebody come back is just amazing. But that's what they do at Mr. Restore for your property, for your apartment, for your office, for your home, for your church, for your building. Doesn't matter. Get in touch with Mr. Restore. Give him a chance to show you how the greatest, I mean, one of the greatest restoration companies in Texas, how they're doing it and what they're doing different. They have free evaluations. It's like a free evaluation, but it's a
trying to mumble the words and put them all together at once.
You think I was on radio or something? I don't know.
Who knew?
Who knew? Oh, my goodness. Let me just get some crackers, and I'll start chewing on those and then talk, and we'll see how things go. Advanced Drying Technologies, they work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with the BBB. Family-owned and operated in thousands of happy customers. MrRestore.com. Okay, it's just can't miss that. You can also connect through hemusincrease.org, obviously, and get in touch with them there. And be aware of the Adaptive Training Foundation, of which they are big supporters, and so are we. Okay, going a different direction now. We did Job for three of them, and now I'm going a completely different direction. Wait till you hear tomorrow. I think tomorrow we're doing It's a Bug's Life. And
I love that movie.
Did you love that movie?
Yes.
My first granddaughter, we call her, her name is Adeline Joy Schiller, and we call her Addie Bug. And then when she's not good, we call her Batty Bug. And when she's happy, we call her Gladdy Bug. And when she's sad, we call her Saddy Bug.
Got a lot of emotions plus bugs.
Yeah. And then we got her some cool. She's a champion. Love her. All right. Let's talk about something. I want to talk to you guys about. What I think, if you've ever read A.W. Tozer, A.W. Tozer wrote a book called The Pursuit of God. Now, the first time I read that book, like 41 years ago, I said, gee, I want to be a Christian too, after I was a Christian. Because he has this way of communicating how hungry he was for God. And I like talking to people like that. Because it inspires me. It encourages me to want to get closer to God. And it reminds you of Moses. Moses in Exodus 33, and he's sitting on the mountain. And it's like, well, all this is great, but I want to see more. It's like, you just spent all this time with God. Your face was glowing. It's like, yeah, not enough. And so that's when the Lord showed him his back. Remember that whole thing. And I love people that are passionate for their connection with God. I think it's one of the great things. And my brothers and my sisters in Christ, I don't care about your background, your denomination. If you're a genuine born-again Bible-believing Christian, doesn't matter if you're Baptist or Pentecostal or anything in between, if your heart is hungry for and genuine to the Lord, then it's the same thing that David did. He said, all that fear the Lord are my companions. Hold on one sec. We got somebody calling in. And who am I talking to?
This is Nan.
Hey, brother, how are you?
Excellent.
Oh, I'm glad to hear your voice. So I'm assuming you have an answer on who King David's dad was.
Yes, that would be Jesse.
That is correct, sir. You are right. Jesse was his dad. Excellent job. Excellent.
One of James' mothers.
Yeah, that's excellent. You know, one day we're going to go up that whole family line because there's some fascinating things between Ruth and between Naomi and so on and so forth. We'll kind of cover that whole thing. But excellent, sir. Excellent work.
Excellent.
All right, my friend. God bless you.
Bless you. Have a good weekend.
Okay. Bye-bye. Love it. Love, 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 love it. All right, so let me go back to this now. I want to talk about this and then read this passage. So these people that are passionate for the Lord, let me just go back to that process of thought. They're hungry, and then King David, I'm a companion to all them that fear you. And so anybody that has that genuine sincerity, you're my brother, you're my sister in the Lord. We have one dad, we are blood relatives, and we drink of the same fountain, which, by the way, is my thesis. And my PhD. So as opposed to doctrinal positions, the true unity of the Christians is found in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, Isaiah 55, 1 through 2. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourself in abundance. You're thinking, wow, it sounds cool, but what are you talking? What does that mean? What does that mean? Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? And so the whole premise here is this hunger and this thirst. And by the way, Revelation chapter 22, so you know it's in the New Testament as well. The Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. We are encouraged by God to come and to drink of his presence and of his grace and of his mercy and of his kindness. And we're encouraged to do that. And those of us that have this, even if you haven't fully discovered it, which I kind of suspect that people don't fully discover it on this side, there's this thing inside of you that says, I want a little bit more of the Lord. I don't know how much more. I don't know what that fits in. I don't even know what that looks like. But I want a little bit more, and I don't want it to be just of church and just of fellowship and just of Bible and just – I want a little more of God. And that is the creation yearning for the Creator. And that pathway has been made possible by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. So I'm talking to my brothers and my sisters right now, and I am telling you that you have – 24/7, 365 access to God. There is no television show that you have to watch that should be able to take away from your time if you are longing for God. It's not that you can't watch TV. Of course you can. Of course you can watch movies. Of course you can be on the internet. Of course you can be doing stuff like that. Nobody's saying you can't do that. But don't tell me that that stuff's more important. That's what we're not buying into. And so just make sure that you have a time, a consecrated time, a time set apart. Like Jesus said, go into the closet. I don't think you're not supposed to pray if you don't have a closet. I think it's supposed to be a private space where it's kind of removed from everything. Like Jesus, when he went up on the mountaintops to pray and to talk to the Father. And that hunger and that thirst, only God himself can quench. I think the most amazing part about it is that the pursuit of mankind for all of life has been about this quenching that can only come about from the Creator. And man searches the earth thinking he's going to come across something or do something or accomplish something or meet somebody, and that person is going to be the answer. And that hole in your heart is shaped like a cross that only can be filled through Jesus Christ. And that longing, that drinking of the streams, the drinking of the water of the living God, that is yours to indulge in. Drink of the water of life, because the price has been paid. It's been paid by Jesus Christ there for you as a gift. And you know what's most amazing? As a forerunner to what will be. That's the coolest part. And some of the best moments you have in life here will be those moments you spend in fellowship with God. Period. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station, right here in Texas. We're going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.